This is Akashvani, the news shared by Aparajita Nair. President Draupadi Murmu today stated that One Nation, One Election bill introduced in Parliament promises to redefine the terms of good governance. She said, One Nation, One Election plan can promote consistency in governance, prevent policy paralysis, mitigate resource diversion, and reduce financial burden. In her address to the nation on the eve of Republic Day, President Murmu underlined that the decision to replace the Indian Penal Code, the Code of Criminal Procedure, and the Indian Evidence Act with the Bharatiya Nyaya Samhita, the Bharatiya Nagarik Suraksha Samhita, and the Bharatiya Sakshya Adhiniyam was amongst the first noteworthy of such efforts. President Murmu highlighted that the Constituent Assembly had representatives from all parts and all communities of the country. She said it had 15 women, including stalwarts such as Sarojini Naidu, Rajkumari Amrit Kaur, Sucheta Kriplani, Hansaben Mehta, and Malti Chaudhary.
When women's equality was only a distant ideal in many parts of the world, in India, women were actively contributing in shaping the destiny of the nation. The Constitution has become a living document because civic virtues have been part of our moral compass for millennia.
The President said Republic Day is a matter of collective joy and pride for all citizens. She stressed that in the last 75 years, India has been taking strides to regain its rightful place in the comity of nations. She underscored that justice, liberty, equality and fraternity have always been part of India's civilizational heritage. President Draupadi Murmu has approved gallantry awards to 93 Armed Forces and Central Armed Police Forces personnel, including 11 posthumous on the eve of 76th Republic Day. These include 2 Kirti Chakras, including 1 posthumous, 14 Shaurya Chakras, including 3 posthumous, 1 Bar to Sena Medal Gallantry, 66 Sena Medals, including 7 posthumous, 2 Nausena Medal Gallantry, and 8 Vayu Sena Medals Gallantry. The President also approved 305 defence decorations to armed forces and other personnel. President has approved conferment of 139 Padma Awards for the year 2025. The list comprises 7 Padma Vibhushan, 19 Padma Bhushan and 113 Padma Shri Awards. 23 of the awardees are women and the list also includes 10 persons from the category of foreigners, NRI, PIO, OCI and 13 posthumous awardees. President Draupadi Murmu has said that it is a matter of pride that India is world's largest diverse, young, inclusive and sensitive democracy. Addressing 15th National Voters Day program in New Delhi this afternoon, President Murmu said, India is mother of democracy and the democratic process in the country existed since ancient times. During the event, President Murmu presented the Best Electoral Practices Awards to state and district officials for their exemplary efforts in ensuring smooth elections. Doordarshan was awarded for its innovative programs generating awareness on voting. Director General of Doordarshan, Kanchan Prasad, received the award. This year's theme of National Voters Day is Nothing Like Voting, I Vote for Sure. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto today held extensive bilateral talks, both in restricted format as well as delegation-level talks in New Delhi. Briefing media in New Delhi this evening, Secretary East Jaideep Mazumdar said they undertook a review of the entire gamut of bilateral relations within the framework of the Comprehensive Strategic Partnership. Hamas has released 4 female Israeli soldiers held in Gaza as part of the ceasefire agreement, handing them over to Red Cross officials in Palestine Square in Gaza City. In Australian Open tennis women's singles final, the 29-year-old American Madison Keys has claimed her long-awaited Grand Slam title. In men's cricket, India were 126 for 7 in 15 overs in the second T20 at M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai a short while ago. And that is the end of this news bulletin.